with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Picken County Open Space and Trails is updating its management plan for North Star Nature Preserve, a popular open space property east of Aspen. Aspen Journalism Environment Desk editor Elizabeth Stewart Severy says, today, Picken County commissioners will hear about stricter enforcement for the commercial boating and paddleboarding companies that use that area.
Anyone running commercial businesses on open space property needs to apply for a permit, and staff is proposing some changes to that process. Mostly these focus on setting hard deadlines for businesses to complete their paperwork and pay the user fee, which is $1.25 per client.
Picken County Open Space and Trails will host an open house on Thursday to hear input from the community about future management of North Star. Last week, three members were approved by the Picken County Board of Commissioners to join the Citizens Review Board for Child Welfare Services. The state requires every county to have a Citizen Review Board to investigate any serious complaints about staff and processes. Matt McGaw is Picken County's Adult and Family Services Manager. He says for about the last 8 years or so, the review board has never been used, but they are still an important tool.
For our community to feel like there's transparency and safety and support, this panel is an important piece of that.
McGaw says the department receives about 3 to 4 complaints each year, but they're able to resolve issues before they go to the Citizens Review Board. A group that works to make childcare more affordable and accessible in the Mid-Valley is asking the town of Basalt to fund a study of the area's childcare needs. Kristen Kay reports.
The Basalt Early Childhood Coalition is asking for $10,000 for that study. The last needs assessment for the area was completed 10 years ago, before growth in areas like Willits. The coalition says an updated assessment could help guide land use decisions and develop childcare programs in the Mid-Valley. The request has received support from organizations like Kids First, Aspen's childcare program, and from Alpine Bank. Vice President Jennifer Sauer said in a letter that the company often loses staff when they start a family due to the high cost and low availability of daycare. Members of the coalition will meet with Basalt Town Council tonight to discuss funding the study. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
U.S. officials will review whether grizzly bears have enough protections across the continental U.S. after advocates sued the government in a bid to restore the animals to more areas. The review must be completed by 2021 under a settlement approved yesterday by a federal judge. The Center for Biological Diversity said in a June lawsuit that officials should consider restoring grizzlies to areas of the western U.S., including here in Colorado. An estimated 1,900 grizzly bears live in portions of Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Washington State. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.